Friday's today.
Friday's today, Thursday would be yesterday.
Yes, and Saturday will
be the next day.
Tomorrow. All right. Now, if someone was coming to see you a week from tomorrow, you might say he's coming Saturday.
A week from tomorrow now, he'd say coming Saturday. Yes, I'd say he's coming Saturday.
Would you say Saturday week? Would you ever use that expression?
Oh, yeah, but that means extended on...
A week beyond that. How would you say that?
Well, Saturday week.
And how about in the past? Oh, he was here a week ago last Saturday.
He was here last week.
All right. And then if you wanted to know the time, what would you say to someone?
I said, do you have the time?
All right, and so I look at my...
Yes.
What was that?
That's your watch.
All right, and let's say it's 5 to 4 right now. In about, when the big hand gets around to here, it'd be...
It'd be 6 o'clock.
Or four,
5 o'clock.
4:30.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Now, 15 minutes later,
mm-hmm.
It'll be what?
4:15.
All right. Would you ever use half?
Yeah.
Half?
Mm-hmm.
You say half after or
half
past?
Well, usually it's not commonly used, but...
Which one?
It's usually half past.
All right. And if 1979 was last year, 1980 is?
This year.
All right. And those white things up in the sky are?
That's clouds.
All right. And a day like today, you'd call it a what kind of day? Besides hot.
Oh.
But it's a night. Would you say it's a pretty day or a fair day? Or?
I'd say it's a beautiful day.
All right. Do you ever use pretty in this sense?
Yes. Pretty is common.
And if one day if this day is pretty, you might say yesterday it was even.
One fellow said, though, we'll get back to that in a minute.
Yes,
he says,
sure.
Pretty as a dead mother-in-law.
Pretty as a dead mother-in-law.
Yeah, it is pretty there. I know, right.
That's pretty. Do you ever say, if today, this is pretty, but yesterday was even more so,
you might say. Beautiful. Well, you'd say pretty, yeah, it could.
Did you say prettier?
Yeah, they'd know what I mean.
And say pretty.
Pretty, yeah.
Or prettier.
Prettier, no, just pretty.
All right.
Right.
And a day when the sun isn't shining, it's kind of dark, you'd say
it's overcast, or either it'd be cloudy.
Okay, and if it's cloudy and it looks like it's going to rain, you might say the weather is...
Let me see now, just what would come under that. It looked like it might rain. It's threatening, I'd say.
Yeah, okay. And if the clouds are pulling away, you might say it looks like it's going to...
It's going to clear.
All right. And what do you call a heavy rain of short duration?
A downpour.
All right. Do you ever call it anything else? Any funny names?
Deluge?
Or anything like a gully washer?
Yes, gully washer.
You ever hear of a toad strangler?
Yes.
Lighter knot floater?
No, I believe that was left out.
Okay. But how about a storm with a lot of thunder and lightning?
Electrical storm.
All right. And then, and you say the wind really...
The wind was high, or...
It really...
Well, it destroyed.
Really
blue, I guess. Right.
But it has what harder?
Oh, yes.
It has
been harder.
It has
blown harder.
All right. And it will again.
Yes. It will blow harder again.
Okay. And if the wind's coming from the direction, if you're sitting right here, and the wind's coming from the direction of Murrayville, you'd say the wind's coming from...
From the direction of Maryville, or
say the south.
South, yeah.
All right, and then a rain that doesn't it hardly gets you wet, but it just keeps coming down.
A bit drizzle.
All right, and what about this? You look out the window in the morning, and you can hardly see across the road.
Yeah, we call that fog.
And you say it's what kind of a day? It's really a
foggy day.
All right, and you mentioned yesterday a dry spell. What would you call it if it lasts longer than that?
Extremely. Dry.
You ever call it a drought?
Yes, of course.